So it's like, good morning, let's begin. So we left off, page Kuf Mem Zayin. The section that starts, Shoresh HaNikayon HaMachshav Tisha La'adam. So we've already established yesterday, based on this idea, that where we actually established already last week, this concept that what you think determines where you are. And as such, he gave the mashal yesterday the same way that a person would never want to stand in the middle of a garbage dump, because at the end of the day, the smell will be overwhelming and very uncomfortable. So too, a person doesn't want to have negative thoughts, because negative thoughts essentially put a person in an emotional and cognitive garbage dump. And who ultimately wants to be in a situation like that? See, right? So we are the fiza, novin hativ, es omekachi saron shala adam kasher choshe bidvarm shlilim. Now we begin to understand, well, the true depth, the true profundity of what happens, of the deficiency that a person experiences when he thinks about negative things. At the time that a person thinks about negative things, he takes his essence, he takes his inner eye. Remember again, it's not just the pshat that when I think something, okay, my thoughts are there, but my body, my physical reality is somewhere else. What I think creates the reality for the essence of who I am. Af echad me'itanu lo hayarotze li'ikanis l'refes u'lahariach esreach ha'shalili hanodei sham v'likboa sham es mekomom. None of us would want to go ahead and walk into a, you know, refes is a stable. It's a stable or a barn. No one would want to walk into a stable or a barn to smell that negative smell and to go ahead and remain there. I mean, it's one thing to go ahead and wander into somewhere that has a negative smell, but then I do anything and everything in my power to get out of there as quickly as possible. No one actually wants to remain there. Bless you. Rotzim anu lachios ba'ol, bless you. We want to live in a clean world. Olam naki. Olam shaha avir bo hu tzach v'naki. A world in which the air is clear and pure. Kasher ha'adam meivin es mahos ha'machshava. When a person understands the essence of thought, ultimately, again, when a person understands the essence of thought, then he wants to, by definition, stop thinking about negative things. And I will say, I think this is something we all know. To be honest, this is the first time I ever saw this concept articulated like this. But we know that when you're in a negative state of mind, your physical reality could be absolutely perfect. Everything could be wonderful in life. If you are thinking bad things, and we'll see, bad things can mean a variety of things. Bad things means you're thinking about negative things that happened to you. You're thinking about negative things that happened in the world. You're thinking about averos. Fill in the blank of whatever. Negative could be a very expansive term. But that cognitive and emotional reality is my reality. My body might be fine. My health may be fine. I may be in a very nice climate with nice surroundings and nice atmosphere. But at the end of the day, my thoughts determine my reality. Therefore, again, the same way I wouldn't want to stay in the barn, why would I want to remain in a negative state of mind? Kimuvan, yeshkam andashim shemagishim zos yoser. Now, the reality is there are some people that feel this a little bit more acutely. V'yeshnam hamargishim pachos. And there are those who only feel this a little bit less. Yeshno adam shalom afriyalo likro iton. There are some people for whom it doesn't bother them to read the newspaper. So he says some people could read the newspaper cover to cover, a newspaper on which there's not a page that there's not some kind of travesty, some type of lying. Geneva, Retzach, there's theft, there's murder. Ha'iton male mikolev. You know, I often say, I've always found it interesting that people sit down and like they read the newspaper like with breakfast. You know, to me it's amazing because, you know, you lose your appetite. I would say all of us know. So we are, you know, it's not, but I'm saying it's so interesting if you think about it because it is filled with so much negativity. And yet, again, for many of us, it just doesn't have an impact on us. Every day, we read about more travesties, more negative events. But a person kind of rises above it and says to himself, "Ani lo kaze, maze mafriyali." You know, what does it matter to me if Boko Haram going ahead and kidnapped these girls in Nigeria, and I was forcing to sell them off. Like, okay, what does it have to do with me? It's not my life. So turn the page. Ach yeshna adam she'ema mesugal liftachitam. There are other people who can't open the newspaper. And I will say, he's not talking over here about whether or not you should read newspapers. He's talking about a state of mind. He says, Madua, why can't this person open up the newspaper? Because the reality is, what kind of news sells best, right? Mm-hmm. Negative news. So the newspaper is filled with all of these things. Old Chakira Mishtarit, there's another police investigation. Old Eza Aval Shnaasa the Eza Roshus, there's another travesty committed in some governmental agency. I don't want to have my mind mired in this kind of stuff. Now, I will say, obviously, we're not suggesting here that the Maisa person be uninformed. It's very important to be an informed individual. What he's talking about is just realize the impact that even I think I'm reading a news item, and it's just a news item, the reading of that news item has an impact on me. It has an impact on who I am. He says the following. He says, Ze lo sha adam dumyan, v'choshev shekala olam tar v'zach, kirega, v'kulam noagim v'tzedek v'yosher. That's not the pshat that I'm naive, right? And I think everything is fine. Everybody behaves appropriately. There are no problems in the world. So I don't want to read the newspaper because it stares, contradicts the fact that everything is hunky-dory. That's not what we're saying. I know that there are travesties. I know people do all kinds of things that's inappropriate. He understands everything. But he says to himself, why do I have to read this every single day? So asking, why do I have to put myself in this situation? So I mean, I know that it occurs. I'm not naive. I understand the world. But why do I have to bombard my intellect and bombard my soul with all of these realities? Why do I have to put myself? The reality is, I want to live in a clean world, in a pure world. And we'll say, again, he's not suggesting, therefore, be ignorant. All the Mechaber is just trying to do is sensitize us to this particular reality, that what you think, what you hear, what you experience ultimately shapes the reality of, so that even at reading the newspaper and reading page after page after page after page of negativity ultimately has an impact on the person you are. Why? Because we know when you read something, it's not the pshat that when you finish reading it, you don't think about it anymore. Very often you read something, you see something, it stays with you. So the reality is, if I'm reading, if I'm looking at it, if I'm ingesting negative things, by definition, that negativity just remains in with me. So a person can make a conscious decision, I don't want to live in that world. I don't want to live in that world of cognitive, of emotional, travesty and difficulty and sadness. I want to live in a place that's good and pure. He goes on, Kimuvan, Shadvarm halalu ne'emarim, kishlav nosaf, la'achar shma shine'emar adaksha. Now the Mechaber says, the reality is, we're simply building on that which we have established already. What have we established already? Kozman sha'odon lo mezayas atzmo k'neshama. Yoser kalo lachsho b'dvar no'im. So very interesting. So remember the first thing we started this sefer with, which we spent a significant amount of time focusing on, is how a person self-identifies. Am I a body that happens to house a soul? Or am I a soul that happens to be housed by a body? So the Mechaber says the reality is most people define themselves as a body that happens to house the soul. Well, if that's the case, if you look at yourself that way, then what determines your reality? What determines your reality? Your physicality, right? Because at the end of the day, if I'm primarily a body, if that's really what I am, then my physicality determines who I am, what I am, and where I am. So therefore, the act of seeing or reading or thinking about negative things, that doesn't bother me all that much because that's not going to impact who I am. Because where I am, where I physically am I comfortable? Am I physically happy? Am I surrounded? That's what's going to determine my reality. But the Mechaber says, of course, he says, look at the next paragraph. When a person chooses to travel in the way that we spoke about earlier, which means, to define himself as primarily anus, a soul that is housed by a body. Ula'at la'at, hu mafteach, hu mifateach, hu megala mihu etzem ha'ani shali. And slowly but surely, I begin to reveal who I really am and what I really am in the Shema. Hapituach hazeh, this exploration, this unearthing, yotzer etzlo tefisa machshavtit nishmatit. So this unearthing, opening is a better word for it, no?
Yeah.
Okay. This discovering goes ahead in what? And creates next to him a recognition. Tfisa machshav tishan means an emotional, or almost like an intellectual, spiritual awakening. O mea tfisa hazu, hu maschil vateach tfisa shehechan uchoshev, shunimsa ulesham hu mischaber. Kaasher hu margish kach, when a person begins to feel this way, shuv ein, so we'll say, when it may, this way refers to this idea, that I begin to realize that at my core, I really am an neshama. I really am a soul. That's really who and what I am at my core. Kasher magishchach, when I begin to understand this, shuv eino zokok letzivui, shel unishmartam nishmartam mikol davara. So I'll say, interestingly enough, once I realize that I am a soul, I don't really need the biblical commandment to guard myself from all that is evil. Ele mitzad atzmo, hu lo misugal nafshit laharher b'davara. But what happens? Once I realize I'm a soul, I don't primarily a soul. I don't need a mitzvah from the Torah to tell me to stay away from negative things. And I also remember, nishmarta mikol davara doesn't simply mean don't sin. The Torah tells us elsewhere don't sin. Nishmarta mikol davara is the prohibition of staying away from negative exposures, from negative thoughts, from reading negative things, looking at negative things, thinking negative things. So once I primarily identify as a soul, I don't really even need that particular mandate. You know why? Ela mitzad atzmo, hu lo misugal nafshit laharher b'davara. I don't want to think about anything negative. You know why? Because etzem hamachshava b'davara yotzeres etzlo salida penimis ka'adam hamariach nadei l'bashuk. Because the act of thinking something negative for me is going to be no different than standing next to a decomposing, rotting animal carcass. And the same way that if I'm standing next to a decomposing animal carcass, but nobody's going to have to tell me, oh, you know what? You probably should move away from that because the smell's going to get very bad. Because I'm going to recognize that on my own. I'm going to experience that on my own. And as such, again, I'm going to want to move away on my own. So too, that's what will happen when I primarily identify as a neshama. I won't want to think these negative things. I won't want to have these negative experiences because I'll realize they shape my soul. And this is the true deep root of the concept of purity of thought that exists by man. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We're certainly not finished with this, but we'll pick up with it tomorrow. One minute. 1 minute round of that.